All right, hey there, this is Brent with Switch to Solar, and I'm here with Jackie, one of our clients up in Bakersfield, right, Jackie?
Yes, that's right.
All right, cool. So we're going to, if you haven't watched any of our episodes before on this, we have several people like Jackie who have been interviewed as our clients who have helped make the Switch to Solar, and Jackie's going to share her experience, why she made the Switch to Solar, what she was doing before. And just take it from there, Jackie, if you don't mind. Kind of tell people like where you live in California area so they understand and can relate to that.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm actually on the east side of Bakersfield, so the southeast. And okay. I think I'm actually one of the few ones in our block that have solar so far. So hopefully it'll spread along the whole block with time. But yeah, there's some space here between us and then other people having solar. So I think honestly, like the experience going into it is, I think convenience and peace of mind, I think are like the biggest things that I feel we have come into going into solar. So like definitely now I don't worry about how much energy I'm using as much as I did before. Mm-hmm. So like we have a rental property, so we have 4 units on our home and we got solar for the entire property. Yeah, so we used to have like a $1,000 bill mm-hmm. a month. Yeah, wow. So we went from having like a really large amount of very high bill to now it's being almost like at a fixed rate of under $300. So it really went down substantially.
Wow. So wait, hold up, let me repeat that. You have a rental property. How many families?
4
units. 4 units, and it was mm-hmm. around $700 to $1,000?
Yeah.
Throughout the year? And now it's like 300?
Yes.
Holy crap. All right. I did not know that. That's great.
Yeah. So I think that's the biggest part. And then we purchased a plan that gives us a lot of wiggle room. And I guess they were really good about talking to us about everything in the contract, any like things that we could expect as far as our bills go and all of that. So even with all of that in mind, it still is going to be at least half or less than what we used to pay.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So that's a pretty extreme case. So I'm going to stop right here. And everyone listening, do not expect those results. That's crazy. Well, no, I'm glad you're sharing, Jackie. I'm kind of teasing with that, right? But like, not everyone just saves that much right off the bat. Now, in the long run, I know you're saving even more. We can get into that in a second. Like, because over the years, it just stacks up to where your rates are sticking and then the other rates keep going up, right? So that's a different story. So did you get it? Help us understand. So you, when was this? Just timeline when you decided.
This was actually right when all of this happened. So we're going to go with probably March.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was during the quarantine situation. And even then, you know, like we were able to talk to a few people and we ended up going with our favorite one, which is Bennett.
Bennett ended up helping. Good.
Yeah, Bennett, so awesome. We went through him because of that same reason that he was able to cut down the entire contract with us and tell us everything. I mean, we went from not having solar to now having solar. So that's a really big decision that we had to make, you know, like a really big decision. You have to, first of all, you have to want it and then you need to want it enough to like understand it, because it sucks when you just get something and then you don't really know what you're getting. So yeah, so that's why he was really helpful.
That's great. Help us understand then, what was it that you were looking for when you're like, you just stated, hey, you got to want it and then understand it. What did you want to understand? What were your main concerns?
We wanted to, well, I guess full disclosure, my brother had a lot of questions when it came to solar, because he had solar and he had a lot of issues with his monthly bills and the end of the year fees that he might have gotten from PG&E. All of that got fixed after us getting solar. So his property, actually anything that had to do with his payments on a monthly basis, were was all fixed because we knew how to tell the company, hey, this is what's going on, and they were able to right away fix it for him. And he actually ended up getting a refund and getting that all fixed out. So now he knows what he's dealing with monthly, and he's completely okay with that. So because we got all of those questions answered, I guess that's all the research we were doing, is trying to figure out how does this monthly thing work, because there is this stigma behind you're going to get a fee at the end of the year. Right. And it's about understanding what it is and how it works. So right. Now that we know how all of that worked, that's why we ended up going with solar, because we've been wanting it. For the environment is the biggest reason why me and my mom wanted it. We just wanted to contribute, honestly. And then the second part was hearing about how your monthly payments can go down.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. Everyone has their different motive, and it's cool that, like, hey, let's look into this because we want to help the environment, but two, that's great. It's icing if we're able to save a lot of money. And in your case, a lot of money.
In our case, it was a lot. And I think it had to do with the rentals. Like, that was the biggest part, is because we have the rentals in the back. And yeah, so.
That's so cool to hear. I love hearing these types of stories because every time I do an interview like this, I don't realize sometimes we're helping hundreds of homeowners every month at this point. And it's like, I don't get to see that in real time some days. And now when I get to talk to you, I'm like, oh, good. We're actually helping people. I know we are, right? Like, it's like any business. It feels good. So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
And then thanks for making that choice. That's such obviously it's paid off tremendously in the immediate, the first month that you had it activated, but now what type of financing, help people understand that? Cause that's a big question, is like, what financing do I do? Did you guys do a power purchase agreement? Did you do a loan? Like, do you remember, did you purchase the system and have a loan payment, or like almost like a lease payment?
Maybe you can help me decipher which one it is. We don't own the solar panels.
So it's a power purchase agreement.
Power purchase. Yes, because we purchased a power plant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. And that's why I bring that up, is most it's not common knowledge. It's not like cell phones, we're used to paying for data, so we don't know how to talk about that, right? So with solar or just energy, we're not used to anything besides what we've been doing, like PG&E or SDG&E, all these big companies. We're not used to that, right? Or that's what we're used to. And so now we're like, wait, there's another option. How does it? We have to measure how is power even measured? You know, like, so it's just this weird thing that as soon as you understand it, though, like you said a few minutes ago, it's wanting it and then understanding what you're getting into. And now that you understand, you can just purchase the power, which is, everyone listening, that's called a PPA. You can search that, Google it, or power purchase agreement is what that stands for. And that means you're just purchasing power, literally what the name is. Instead of the panels, it still goes on your roof. It still is warrantied and insured on your roof, is the reminder, but it's like, it's, you don't ever have to worry about owning or maintaining the panels, just you purchase a cheaper rate off of those panels. So it's kind of cool. That's good for you. And that, and in your case, you're purchasing about $300 a month compared to $700 a month. That's crazy. Well, cool. What other things would you like to share, if anything?
The process is cool.
Yeah, how did that work out for you? What do you mean?
Our solar company gave me free cake during my birthday.
Oh, no way. Okay, what? Explain that.
Fun. I mean, the process of it was, you know, of course, like they explain like the whole timeline of how it works and how long it'll take. So that really alleviates a lot on us. But then also during that time, they did like little nice things, you know, that really was like, oh, kind of makes you lose focus of the fact that it's taking like a whole month or 3 weeks or however long anybody's takes. Well, ours was a month, so it wasn't too bad. And during that time, they just sent us, I think they sent us some cookies, and then my birthday was coming up. So they sent me an ice cream cake for my birthday, and that was pretty cool. And so that makes me really, I don't know, it just feels like that whole part of like yes, we're helping the environment, but I guess that kind of made me feel like they're helping, or no, they're being kind, I guess, to us back.
Yeah. No, that's great.
That was fun. I don't know. I really liked my solar company. And then I would just like show it off all the time. Oh yeah, my solar company got it for me.
I love it. Yeah, that's that. You want to know where that came from, Jackie? Bennett and I are brothers, by the way. So he's my younger brother. And oh, cool. So we're co-owners in the company. And then we have a team that helps, of course. When we first were doing this, Bennett was running around doing that. Like really, yeah. We wanted to help, but he was going from house to house. This is when he was first just helping, selling in person, house to house. And he would be the one dropping off the dinner. You probably got some dinner. He'd be dropping off some cupcakes, and now we send cookies because it's easier to ship those because we couldn't keep dropping off one at a time. So like we started doing it more, but we tried to be friendly with it. And then we also tell our team, hey, if somebody's having a bad day or it's their birthday, or be friendly, be kind, you know, like, so it's kind of neat to hear that. That's, I heard somebody got a birthday cake and it was you.
That's me. I got the birthday cake.
Yeah. Good for you, Jackie. Well, happy birthday a while ago.
Yeah, that was fun. And I really liked it, you know, and anytime that I had any questions, it was like immediate response. Or my mom would tell me like, hey, I saw this outside, like make sure that they pat down the ground or something like that. And it's like immediately the next day, the guys were here to pat down the ground, even if it was just my mom being nitpicky, you know, about her property or anything like that. So they did that right away. During the process of it, we never had to go outside and take care of the contractors or the builders, because we were also building a house, remodeling one of the rentals at the time. So mm-hmm. we literally had to constantly be there with the contractor to make sure that they were doing their job right, which is sad. Yeah. So with you guys, we didn't have that problem. Like, I didn't feel like I had to be outside figuring out if you guys are nailing a nail correctly or not. Like, you guys had your team, you knew what you were doing. You guys would just let us know you're here, and then we'll just go on with our day. And then let us know when you leave. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like the hellos and the goodbyes were kind of nice. And we have like the camera on our door. So even if we weren't home, you know, we still saw that they were here. And then we still saw when they said they left.
Yeah.
You know? So it was kind of cool during the process. And then now with it and no more workers on site or anything like that, we've been having it for some time. And there's no issues. We don't have to worry about it. It's, you know, it's just producing our energy.
Yeah. It's so great. Well, good. No, that's just really good to hear the process of what you experienced. I mean, that is what we hope everyone's experience like. And we try our very best to make sure it's always that good. It's a home improvement project. I mean, it's not always easy. Like you run into things on people's roofs. And you're like, oh, wait, we got to fix that before we put these panels on. Hey, are you okay with us doing this to your roof? Yeah. And it's warranted. And as long as we have, you know, as long as it fit, like it's just like anything. You're working on somebody's yard or doing an air conditioning unit, a new one, whatever you're improving. This in case is solar panels on your roof. So it really is. It can feel overwhelming, I think, to people. It would to me, you know, until you understand, oh, I don't have to do anything with that. So.
Exactly. And it's like, once you start thinking that you might have to do something, it's like, no, there you guys are doing it. So then you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, good. I'm so glad to hear it went well. I don't have anything else to ask you. I think this is exactly what people want to hear or understand, is somebody else's experience like this. And hey, is it good to do solar? And from what I'm hearing from you, Jackie, it's a yes.
Yes, it's definitely a yes. And I guess my last major remarks would just be, if you don't feel comfortable, ask the questions. And if you ask the questions, then you'll understand. And therefore, you can make your decision knowing what you're getting into, you know? And at the end, it's a great result. I love it. And I would definitely recommend you guys, for sure.
Well, thanks so much, Jackie. I love the advice. There you go, everybody. Ask questions.
Yeah.
And I promise you, we have answers. We have answers to anything when it goes. That's our job, is to have those answers. So that's fantastic. Okay. Well, thanks, Jackie. I appreciate it. This wraps up this episode, and Jackie's been awesome. So thank you. If you haven't watched any of the other episodes with many of our other clients, you can watch that. Everybody has a different angle. Not everybody's Jackie saving
a lot.
50% on their power bill or 70% on their power bill, but everyone saves. I mean, our goal is always to save. So go look at those. You'll see tons of different examples. The key here is that solar, there's rarely instance where it's not a good idea to change and switch your home to solar power. And so I think Jackie just backs that up. So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see ya. Thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode, and we will chat with you soon. Okay.